Did you know an iron forge in Frederick, Maryland was a stop on Harriet Tubman's Underground Railroad? Predating the American Revolution, Catoctin Furnace ran for over a century. The Catoctin Furnace Historical Society, a recent Maryland Humanities grantee, formed in 1973. Archaeologist Elizabeth Anderson Comer, secretary of Catoctin Furnace Historical Society, discusses melding the area's well-known history with the lesser-known stories of some of the site's enslaved workers.
Today, Catoctin Furnace is a peaceful village nestled at the base of the Catoctin Mountains in northern Frederick County. But for over 100 years, the site was a thriving company town and productive iron-making community. Founded by brothers James and Thomas Johnson in 1774, the business was responsible for much of the area's growth. Catoctin Furnace's first iron workers were enslaved people who produced cast iron stoves, pots, tools, and munitions for the Revolutionary War. Volunteers at Catoctin Furnace are collaborating with the Smithsonian Institution and the Reich Laboratory at Harvard University to obtain full DNA of the remains of these workers. During an archaeological excavation in the late 1970s, the skeletons of 35 individuals were removed prior to roadway construction. The remaining portion of the cemetery is undisturbed. It is our hope that DNA analysis will help locate a descendant community of the village's earliest ironworkers. As we endeavor to find the families of Catoctin Furnace's earliest workers, we also seek to highlight the many freedom seekers that lived and labored in the village. Catoctin Furnace served as a stop on the Underground Railroad, and we found ads for enslaved individuals who attempted to escape bondage. We are honored to host renowned living history artist Millicent Sparks at our Spring in the Village Art at the Furnace event this weekend. Sparks brings to life America's great freedom seeker, Harriet Tubman. Sparks' portrayal serves as the cornerstone of the event and will be followed by a presentation by Diane Miller, Program Manager for the United States National Park Service's Network to Freedom. Miller will discuss the important role freedom seekers from Western Maryland played in the larger abolitionist movement. Spring in the Village, Art at the Furnace will also include children's activities, an opportunity to interact with archaeologists who will be excavating at the Museum of the Iron Worker, period music, and more. By highlighting the history of enslaved people and the efforts of these early Americans to gain their freedom within the context of our annual free and family-focused festival, we hope to stitch together the well-known narrative of early industrial Western Maryland with the lesser-known stories of its earliest and perhaps most important workers.
Maryland Humanities awarded Catoctin Furnace Historical Society a grant for their annual Spring in the Village Art at the Furnace event, which takes place this weekend. The organization presents Millicent Sparks' portrayal of Harriet Tubman on May 5th at 1 p.m. To learn more about the event or Catoctin Furnace Historical Society, visit catoctinfurnace.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.